Alistair. 20.
Tere tulemast kuulama Oleviste tundi. Tänane programm on õieti lindistatud mõned üksikud tunnid enne eetrisse minekut ja praegu on minuga tähendab Heldur Kajastega siin Oleviste stuudios kolm ameeriklast, üks abielu paar ja üks teine naine, nimelt siis John ja Judy Sival ja õde Vicky DeRose. Ja nagu te mõistate, meie jutt saab olema ingliskeelne, aga püüan seda ka tõlkida. So, welcome. And now I would like to ask from you, Judy, how many years you have been married to John?
We've been married 45 years.
Ma küsisin, kui kaua on John ja Judy olnud abielus ja Judy vastas 45 aastat. In how many countries have you lived? Have you been lived? Mitmedes maades oled sa elanud?
We lived in Ecuador, in South America.
Lõuna-Ameerikas.
And then we spent some time in Dominican Republic in the Caribbean.
Ja mõne aja siis ka Dominikaani vabariigis.
And we spent a short time in Venezuela.
Ja lühikest aega ka Venezuelas.
And then we lived here in Estonia for a short period of time.
Ja siis me elasime siin Eestis lühemat aega. How short was the time in Estonia? Kui lühike oli Eestis elamise aeg, John?
3 years.
3 aastat. So it was 1994 to 1997. Nii et aastatel 1994 kuni 1997 elasid John ja Judy siin Eestis. What did you do here in Estonia?
We were assigned to come with the commission.
Ma küsisin, mida nad tegid Eestis ja Judy ütleb, et me tulime koos organisatsiooniga, mille nimi on commission.
And John and I were the supervisors of a team of school teachers.
Ja John ja mina olime siis kooli õpetajate meeskonna ülevaatajad.
And the teachers went from school to school and presented the curriculum that was prepared for us to present here.
Ja need õpetajad käisid koolist kooli ja esitasid seal ühte õppeprogrammi, mis oli Ameerikas juba enne kokku pandud.
And I had a good time visiting with neighbors and enjoying friends, making friends.
Ma nautsin seda aega, sest ma sain külastada nii oma naabrit kui sõpru, nii et see oli väga kena aeg. So how different is looks Estonia now to you? So you have been, you were back here in April this year, after many, many years, I think.
Yes.
Küsisin, kui erinev näeb Eesti välja sulle praegu, sest aprillikuus olid sa siin Eestis tagasi pärast mitmeid aastaid.
And everything looked fresh and redecorated.
Kõik paistab nii värske ja uuesti dekoreeritud.
And the stores were full of anything I wanted.
And ja poed on täis kõike seda, mida iganes hing ihaldab.
But one of the things I see that might be a downside.
Üks asi, mis nüüd aga võiks nagu alla mäge olnud läinud.
When John and I were here before, we visited many churches.
Kui me Johniga siin enne elasime, siis me külastasime mitmeid kogudusi.
And some of them were really, really full.
Ja mõned neist olid üpris rahvast täis.
Some of those churches do not have as many people attending today.
Ja paistab, et üsna mitmedes kogudustes ei ole enam taolist suurt kooskäivat rahva hulka.
We saw the zeal and excitement to be together as Christians.
Back then.
Yes.
Ja, et sellel ajal siis me nägime, kuidas rahvad, kristlased olid rõõmuga ja väga innustunud koos.
And today we see that the pastors and leaders of the church are just as excited, but they're working harder.
Ja täna päeval me näeme siin nüüd, et pastorid, kogudustatud tööde juhid on sama innustunud, aga nad peavad hulga rohkemalt ja raskemat tööd tegema.
And maybe it has become as in America, 20% of the people are doing 80% of the work.
Ja võib-olla on see nüüd nõnda nagu meil Ameerikas, et 20% inimestest teevad ära 80% töö.
As before, it seemed like everybody was working and excited.
Enne tundus see nõnda, et kõik tegid tööd Jumala riigis ja kõik olid innustunud. Why do you think, why is that?
I don't know from here, but in America it's because there are so many other things to do.
Ma küsisin, miks on see nõnda, ta ütles, et ma ei tea, kuidas Eestis, aga vähemalt Ameerikas on nõnda, et nii palju on teisi asju, millega tegelda.
And people have gotten very busy and
inimesed on väga hõivatud.
And they're working more to buy more things.
Tööd, et selleks, et osta rohkem asju.
I don't know if you can make that comparison or not.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with materialism.
Yeah, John ütleb, et üsna palju on siin tegemist materialismiga. But does it seem that the people are more happy now?
Yes, they were
küsimus,
happy and excited then.
Õnnelikum.
But as I walk down the street, I see more people smiling and talking to each other.
Ja Judy ütleb, et vähemalt siin Eestis nüüd olles, me näeme, et inimesed naeratavad rohkem, kui ma mööda tänavad kõnnin, nad on elavamad ja naeratavad rohkem. Okay, thank you. Vicky, your family name is DeRose.
DeRose.
DeRose. So it's Rose is Rose.
Yes.
Like in Estonian, Rose.
Yes.
Okay. It doesn't sound like an American name. Where did you get it?
My husband's family is from the Netherlands.
Ma ütlesin, et see nimi ei kõla Ameerika päraselt, kus sa selle saita, ütleb see minu abikaasa perekonna nimi ja tema on pärit siis Madalmaadest. But he was born in United States.
Yes, he was.
Ta on sündinud Ameerika Ühendriikides. So how long you have been married?
I've been married for 28 abilus? Years.
28 aastat. Uh-huh. And I didn't ask Judy and John, neither you yet, how many children do you have? Palju te lapsi on?
Judy, have two daughters.
Judy ja Johnil on kaks tütart.
And five grandchildren.
Ja viis lapselast. What about you, Vicky?
And I have four children, two boys and two girls.
Ja Vickyl on neli last, siis kaks poissi ja kaks tüdrukut. No grandchildren yet.
No grandchildren yet.
Et lapselapsi veel ei ole. So that's your second stop, trip to Estonia. So what are your impressions of Estonia?
It feels like home coming back a second time. It's very comfortable when I visited here once before and now come back.
Vicky oli siin ka kevadel ja küsisin, kuidas on tema mulje. Ta ütles, et praegu tundub see nagu koju tagasi tulekuna. Okay. How are you involved at your church over there? Kuidas, mis tööd sina koguduses teed, küsisin ma Vickilt.
In the past, my husband and I have worked with the youth.
Varemalt ma töötasin koos abikasega noorte töös.
We have worked with women's ministries.
Ja siis oleme teinud naiste tööd.
Sang in the choir.
Laulnud kooris.
And that's about it.
Ja nii see on. Now in few minutes you are leaving to Sillamäe.
Yes.
What's going to be there? What's waiting?
A bunch of ladies.
Küsisin, et
yeah, hopefully mõne, some ladies.
mõne minuti, õigemini 35 minuti pärast mõlemad õed sõidavad Sillamäele ja küsisin, mis ootab seal neid ees. Nad ütlesid loodetavasti üks hulgake õdesid. And this will be a Russian church, Russian work, right?
Yes, it will.
Saab olema vene töö ja vene naiste töö. So, what are you going to do there among those ladies? Mida te olete tegema seal õdede keskel?
Well, last year we got to know them a little and we shared with them. This year we will be talking about women as wives, mothers, how busy we are.
Eelmisel aastal me saime juba nendega kokku ja täna vasta me räägime nendele räägime naiseks olemisest. Naistena, kus me teeme palju tööd.
Yeah. And we will be sharing with them what God's word says about how we find our joy at the end of day after such a busy day.
Ja siis me tahame neile jagada Jumala sõnast, kuidas leida rõõmu issandas ka väga tegevus rohke päeva lõpul.
And how we can take what God teaches us in our lives and learn it to help other people.
Ja ka siis seda, kuidas võtta ja lasta Jumalal end tarvitada teiste inimeste heaks.
That verse like when in Genesis when Joseph he was sent into slavery and his family didn't see him for a long time, it says at the end of his life what Satan meant for evil, God meant for good.
Nii nagu Joosepi puhul, kellest me teame vanast testamendist, kes müüdi orjusesse ja tema loo lõpul on öeldud, et see, mida teised inimesed plaanesid kurjana, seda Jumal kasutas heaks. Okay, and I understood you have also the other subject about the single ladies or something for single women. So, is that right? Ma küsisin, et nagu ma aru saan, on teil ka üks teine teema ja see on mõeldud vallalistele usuõdedele, et on see nõnda.
Yes, we will present the fact that it really doesn't matter if you're single, married, divorced or widowed.
Me räägime sellest seal, et tegelikult ei ole seal tähtsust, kas sa oled abielus, oled sa vallaline, oled sa lesk või oled sa äkisti ka lahutatud.
It's whatever God chooses it would be the best for you to be at that moment.
Aga see, mida Jumal on sinu jaoks ära valinud, see on sinule ka sellel ajahetkel parim.
And that he is with us no matter what the circumstance.
Ja sellestki, et Jumal on sinuga üks kõik, millised oleksid ka sinu tingimused.
And that it's his desire that we rely on him alone.
Ja see on Jumala igatsus, et meie ainuüksid temale usalduksime.
That the word of God says that he will work things out for our good that those who love him.
Sest nii nagu Jumala sõna ütleb, et kõik tuleb heaks neile, kes Jumalat armastavad.
That we need to be active, take action to be content and to be joyful.
Et me peame tööd tegema selle nime, et olla rahul ja olla
in spite of our circumstances.
Ja olla rõõmus, vaatamata ka meie olukordadele. So does it mean that you have many single women in your churches there in America? Ma küsisin, kas see tähendab seda, et teil on palju vallalisi õdesid Ameerikas.
We have a lot of older women that are single.
Older women, not well.
Widows.
Ja, ja. Ja, meil on, Vik ütleb, meil on palju lesk naisi just nimelt. What we have seen here is that we have quite a good number of single ladies. Who might be already like 30s and how would you encourage them? Because we can see here that we don't have enough Christian men. Mm-hmm. Küsisin, mida nad ütleksid nendele. Meil on siin üsna palju ka õdesid, aga samal ajal ei ole piisavalt vendi. Et mida öelda nendele taolistele naistele julgustuseks?
My husband has traveled a lot for work.
Minu abikaas on palju reisinud oma töö pärast.
And at one time we figured out he's been gone a quarter of our marriage.
Ja ükskord me arutasime kokku, et ta on olnud kodunt ära terve veerandi meie abieluajast.
And it's during those times where you really, I understand what it's like to be single and
ja
carry nendest, on.
Tänu nendele aegadele ma tean väga hästi, mis tähendab olla nii-öelda vallaline.
And it's hard, you don't fit in anywhere because so many things are made for couples to do together.
Ja siis on raske, et sa tunned, et sa ei nagu sobitu, sest üsna palju asju on just plaanitud ja kavandatud abielupaaridele.
And I have a close friend who lost her husband this year at the age of 53.
Ja mul on üks lähedane sõber, kes oma abikaasa, oma mehe kaotas 50, kolme aasta vanuses.
And her children have gone off to university. And
lapsed on ülikoolis.
And one has also been married.
Ja üks on ka abielus.
And now she's all by herself.
Ja nüüd on üksi see naine.
And so I see it from new eyes.
Ja nüüd ma näen seda nagu uute silmade läbi.
And I need that reminder as a married woman to be able to reach out to those women too.
Ja ma nägin seda, mõistsin seda kui nagu meelde tuletus selleks, et ka mina peaksin olema hoolivam taoliste naiste suhtes.
And to encourage them also that being single is not a sin.
Ja me tahame julgustada ka selles mõttes naisi, et vallaliseks olemine ei ole patt.
We're still a complete person.
Me oleme ikkagi veel täiuslikud inimesed.
Because God is in us and God
seda sellepärast, et Jumal on meis.
Provides that purpose and belonging.
Ja sellepärast, et Jumalal on ka miski pärast siis selline eesmärk.
We have a daughter that did not get married until she was 36.
Meil on tüttar, kes ei abiellunud kuni 36. eluaastani.
And she felt God calling her into ministry when she was 22.
Ta tundis 22 aasta vanuses, et Jumal kutsub teda oma riigi tööle.
She longed for a husband to be in ministry with her.
Ja ta igatse, et tema kõrval võiks olla abikaasa, kes oleks temaga selles teenimistöös.
But she went ahead and went where she felt God wanted her to be.
Aga ta alone. Läks sinna üksinda, sinna paika, kus millest ta tundis, et Jumal tahtis teda sinna saata.
And she was 25 and still no prospect, no right, Mr. Right.
ja ta oli, ja siis ta sai 25 aastaks ja ikka ei olnud seda härra õiget nii öelda.
Mm-hmm. And she would say, I wonder if my husband died already.
Ja see ma mõtlen vahel, et kas mu abikasa, nii öelda abikasa ei ole mitte äkki juba surnud.
Or did I do something wrong and not see him?
Või oli teine kahtus, et kas ma tegin midagi valesti, et ma ei ole teda näinud.
And then she turns 30, still no Mr. Right.
Ja siis ta sai 30 aastaks, ikka ei olnud seda härra õiget.
And she's thinking, what did I do wrong?
Ja ta mõtleb jälle, mida ma ometi valesti olen teinud.
Was I sleeping?
Kas ma magasin maha midagi?
So she becomes 34.
Ja siis sai 34 aastaks.
And she's in ministry in a different, in one area.
Ja siis ta on seal Jumal tegi töös ühes teatud paigas.
And she met a man in their church.
Ja siis ta kohtus ühe mehega selles koguduses.
From California. We lived in Chicago.
Ja see mees oli pärit Kaliforniast, meie aga elame Chicagos.
And 2 years later they married and now they're working as a team in ministry.
Ja 2 aastat hiljem nad abiellusid ja praegu nad töötavad siis abielupaarina selles Jumalariigi töös.
So she encourages women to focus on what God has asked you to do.
Ja nõnda siis minu tütar julgustab naisi ja ütleb, et koondage oma tähelepanu, fokusseerige sellele, mida Jumal teilt ootab.
Don't waste your time on questions you can't answer.
Ärge raisake oma aega nendele küsimustele, millele te ei suuda vastata.
But be content in where you're at that time.
Aga olge rahul sellega, kus te olete antud aja hetkel.
And let God work out his purpose for you.
Ja küll Jumal oma eesmärgid ellu viib.
God's timing is always right.
Sest nagu John ütleb, Jumala aeg on alati õige aeg.
We need to be patient.
Meil tuleb olla kannatlik.
And one of the other points that I brought out in
ja üks teine asi, mida ma esile tõin,
is that when we reach out to other people,
on see, et kui me inimestega suhtleme,
you know, and care for them, we don't worry about ourselves so much.
Ja nende eest hoolitseme, püüame inimese Kristusele võita, siis me ei muretse ka enda üle nende palju.
And my challenge at the end of my lesson is going to be for women to take something that they have, that God has taught them, and to be able to share it with other people.
Ja minu üleskutse naistele pärast siis meie see taolist õhtut või kokkusaamist on see, et nad võtaksid selle, mida nad on kogenud ja mida Jumal on neile teinud ja püüaksid selle läbi aidata teisi inimesi. So, is there something you would like to tell to the radio listeners?
I think I would just add that my challenge at the end of my lecture would be...
Küsisin praegu, et mida nad tahaksid veel ütelda raadiokuulajatele, ja Judy ütleb, et...
To take action. Don't sit and wait.
Et ka minu üleskutse on õdedele, et tehke midagi, ärge mitte lihtsalt istuge ja oodake.
Admit what you want to God Ask God for what you would like.
Küsige Jumala käest, mida tema ootab.
And see if it's according to his will, he will work it you move forward.
Vastavuses tema tahtega, siis ta töötab ja viib selle edasi. So, and as I understand, you don't only go to Sillamäe today, but you have some more exciting days ahead in Estonia.
Every day is full between now and the time we go home.
Ma ütlesin ka, et nad ei lähe mitte ainult Sillamäele, vaid üsna mitmed päevad on neil ees erinevates Eestimaa paikades.
We go to Antsla, Pärnu.
Antsla, Pärnu.
Haapsalu.
Haapsalu, yes. Võru, ja.
Jõhvi.
Jõhvi, yes. Jõhvi. And Paide.
And Paide.
Good.
Yeah,
that's all.
Wherever we're going tonight.
Correct name list.
Yeah. Sillamäe tonight.
And we Sillamäe just want to know what time to be ready. Yeah. Then we go. Wherever the car is going.
Yeah. Juli ütleb, et on vaja ainult teada seda aega, millal nad peavad valmis olema ja nad on valmis. Viimased teatana on ka see, et naistele mõeldud seminar peetakse laupäeval siis 16. oktoobril Kaljukoguduse Kalju kirikus hommikul kell 11. See on seminar, mis toimub inglise ja vene keeles, aga on öeldud ka seda, et kui sinna ilmub eesti õdesid, siis saab tõlge olema ka eesti keelde.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased. Submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking. The
Oleviste tundi.
Te kuulate Oleviste tundi, meie ööd on lahkunud Sillamäe poole ja oleme siin stuudios kolmekesi operaatori pullidega Heino Tippel, mina Heldur Kajast ja minu külaline meie Ameerika vend John Sival. John Sival, you just arrived here from Lithuania, so what did you do there? Küsin ta käest, et jõudsid tagasi just Leedust, mida sa seal tegid?
We have friends there that are missionaries.
Meil on seal missionärides sõbrad.
They have been working with an orphanage now for a number of years.
Nad on töötanud sealses lastekodus juba aastaid.
And they're also working closely with a Baptist church there.
Ja nad töötavad seal ka käsi käes baptisti kogudusega.
And we have talked for quite a few months about us visiting them and being an encouragement to them there.
Ja oleme juba üsna mitmed kuid arutanud selle üle, et külastada neid ja olla ka neile julgustuseks seal.
We're part of an organization called Barnabas International.
Me töötame ja oleme osa organisatsioonist, mille nimi on Barnabas International.
Yeah, if we look in the book of Acts tells us that Barnabas was a man of encouragement.
Ja kui me vaatame apostlitegude raamatut, siis Barnabas oli julgustuse mees.
And so our organization is an organization that exists to encourage missionary families and any nationals in ministry around the world.
Ja meie organisatsioon on selline, kes püüab julgustada missionäre ja ka kohalik jumalariigi töö tegijaid, kus iganes nad on üle terve maailma.
We have over 70 couples on staff.
Meie personalis töötab üle 70 abielupaari.
And we've ministered in over 130 countries around the world.
Ja oleme teeninud üle 140 maal, ja.
And so I met with a group of national pastors and leaders while I was there.
Ja nõnda Leedus olles kohtusin ühe gruppi pastorite ja kohalike usulijuhtidega.
And shared with them what Barnabas does.
Ja jagasin neile seda, mida Barnabas siis teeb. How old is this organization?
It began in 1985.
See sai alguse 1985. aastal.
Was started by a pastor who'd been pastoring for many years.
Ja sai algatatud pastori poolt, kes oli juba aastaid pastori ametis.
And he was visiting one of their missionary families in the jungles of Colombia.
Ja ta külastas ühte missionäri perekonda Kolumbias.
And the Lord spoke to he and his wife about the need of encouraging people who were in situations like that.
Ja issand rääkis nii tema kui tema naise vastu vajadusest olla julgustuseks taolistele inimestele.
So when we were in Lithuania, the leaders there, the national pastors and leaders, were interested in what I had been doing here in Estonia in pastors.
Kui me olime Leedus, siis sealt vennad olid huvitud sellest, mida ma olen siin Eestis teinud.
And having opportunities to bring men like Dr. Beals and others here to share in seminars and also churches.
Mul on olnud võimalus, et tuua Eestisse sellised õpetajad on Dr. Beals ja ka teisi, kes on siis pidanud seminare erinevates kogudustes.
And they showed quite a bit of interest in having us come there and maybe in 6 months.
Ja nad näitsid üles üsna suurt huvi ka selles osas, et me võiksime neidki külastada taolisel eesmärgil nii kuue kuu pärast.
And my wife and Vicky had an opportunity to share with some of the women.
Ja minul ja ka siis minu õdedel, kes siin meiega ühise laua taga olid, oli võimalus jagada ja õpetada ka sealseid õdesid.
And they encouraged them to also return and share with seminars with women there.
Ja nad palusid, et me tuleks tagasi ja teeksime siis taolise seminarega ka sealsetele veel. So if you compare the life in Lithuania and in Estonia, is there much difference? Kui nüüd võrrelda elu Leedus ja Eestis sinu pilgu läbi, on siin palju erinevust.
Now the first thing I noticed was when I went to buy something.
Esimene asi, mida märkasin, kui ma läksin midagi ostma.
There was no E along with the amount in lits. E for euro.
siis like ei olnud seal,
says,
seal indade juures ühtegi euromärki,
nii nagu euro.
Eestis on indadele praegu nii hinnad kroonides kui eurodes.
So I noticed that right away.
Et seda märkasin kohe.
It's difficult to say because we were only there for 4 or 5 days.
Et raske on seda öelda, kuna me olime 4-5 päeva vaid seal. But you were there in the church. How different looks a church in Lithuania comparing with the churches here? So you have been here in many churches.
Yeah,
küsin selle peale, kui erinevad on näiteks siis kogudused, sest Eestis oled sa üsna mitmetes olnud.
We were only there for one Sunday and I only shared in one church, so it was really difficult to say, you know, if I had opportunity to go into more of the churches, especially on Sunday.
Olin ainult ühes koguduses ja jagasin seal Jumala sõna, nii et rohkemates ei ole olnud, ei oska selle koha pealt ütelda.
But the Baptist church I spoke in probably had 60 to 70 people there Sunday.
Aga baptisti koguduses, kus ma olin ja kõnelesin, seal oli üks 60-70 inimest.
One thing I was impressed with in that service was a number of younger people.
Aga üks asi, mis oli mulle rõõmsaks üllatuseks oli, et seal oli üsna kena arv noori inimesi.
Whereas here in the churches it's evident there are many older people and older women, widows and
here.
And there I don't think there was
kuna
anybody
ma olen
over
näinud,
50.
Et on üsna palju vanemaid inimesi ja palju ka lesknaisi. Aga Leedus ei tundunud olevat just palju inimesi üle 50 aastaseid.
So that was rather noticeable.
Et see oli küllalt märkimisväärne.
But I don't know if that was just that church or if that's also true of other churches too. I don't know.
Aga ma ei tea, kas see puudutab nüüd rohkemaid kogudusi või ainult neid, kus ma käisin seekord. So when did you start your work as a missionary? Millal sa alustasid oma missionary tööd ja elu?
1970.
See oli 1970. aastal. And how did it start?
40 years ago, right?
40 aastat tagasi, 1970.
And we were in ministry 4 years before that. This will be our 44th year.
Tegelikult olime me Jumalariigi töös juba 4 aastat enne, nii et me oleme olnud seega 44 aastat.
We started out by ministering in two different churches with youth and Christian education ministries.
Alustasime kahes koguduses alguses noorte ja kristliku õpetuse ala pealt.
And it was while we were ministering in one of those churches that we really felt God wanted us to be involved overseas.
Ja siis ühes koguduses olles me tundsime, et Jumal kutsub meid ka üle mere teenima minema. So what was the first country you
Ecuador.
Went as a missionary?
Ecuador. Well, actually we went to Costa Rica.
Mis oli esimene maa, kuhu te läksite missionaridena, see oli õieti Costa Rica.
For language school for 1 year.
Et seal olime ühe aasta keeltekoolis.
Worked very closely with the Bible Society on weekends while we were there.
Töötasime väga lähedalt koos piibliühinguga, nädala vahetustel eriti.
And then went from there to Ecuador.
Ja siis sealt Ecuadori.
And we were 21 years in Ecuador.
Ja Ecuadoris olime 21 aastat. So being there in Ecuador, when did you see the first fruits of the work? Küsin nüüd ka seda, et Ecuadoris elades ja olles, millal ilmnesid esimesed viljad missionari töös?
We always felt that when we saw that the national people could do the ministry, then we would know it was time to leave.
Me alati mõissime seda, et kui me nägime, et kohalikud olid juba nõnda küpsed, et said seda tööd ise tegema hakata, siis oli meie jaoks aeg edasi liikuda.
And when we arrived there were 19 churches and only 3 national pastors.
Kui me jõudsime sinna, siis oli seal vaid 19 kohaliku kogudust ja 3 kohaliku pastorit.
That were part of our mission organization.
Kes olid ka osa meie missionorganisatsioonist.
So that meant the majority of the churches were being pastored by the missionaries.
Nii see tähendab seda, et enamik neid kogudusi teeniti siis missionäridest pastorite poolt.
And when we left in 1971,
ja kui me lahkusime 1971. Aastal,
we had 69 churches,
siis oli meil seal 69 kogudust.
And only one of them was pastored by a missionary.
Ja ainult üks kogudus oli siis kogudus, kus oli karjaseks missionär.
So it was pretty evident that God had been working.
Nii et üsna ilmne oli see, et Jumal oli töötamas seal.
Many young men from our churches started studying for the ministry.
Ja üsna mitmed noored mehed ka meie kogudustest alustasid selliselt jumalariigi tööd. What was the organization at this time? Where you working?
The name of it?
Yeah, mis oli see organisatsioon, kus ta töötas sellel ajal?
It's called the Missionary Church.
Aha, see oli organisatsioon, mille nimi on Missionary Kogudus.
Strong emphasis on overseas missions and
national
missions.
Millel on väga tugev rõhuasetus just siis meretagusel missioni tööl.
Yeah, at one time we were involved in over 30 countries.
Ja ühel ajal me olime tegutsemas selle organisatsiooniga üle 30 maal.
And now most of them have been turned over to the national church.
Ja enamik nendest kogudustest on nüüd üle antud selles mõttes juba ka kohalikele.
Including Ecuador.
Kaasa arvatud Ecuador. So tell us a little bit about the missionary church as a, can you say it's movement, not an organization, or is it just like a union of churches? Küsisin, mis asi on see missioni kirik? Kas ta on denominatsioon, on ta organisatsioon?
It began back in the late 1800s.
See sai alguse 1800-ndate aastate lõpul.
Actually, there were some couples that left an existing church because they didn't feel it had enough emphasis on foreign missions.
Ja sai alguse nõnda, et üks abielupaar lahkus kogudusest, kuna tundis, et seal ei olnud mitte piisavalt tähelepanu suunatud taolisele missioni tööle.
And it wasn't that they were trying to start another church.
Ja nad ei püüdnud mitte alustada mingit muud teist kogudust.
They were trying to help more couples get overseas in missions.
Vaid nad püüdsid lihtsalt aidata kaasa sellele, et rohkem inimesi võiks minna meretagustele maadele, mis oli tööle.
But they soon found out that it was much better to have a body of believers, which we call the church, to send out.
Aga üsna pean oli selgus, et hulga parem viis on omada nii taolist usklike kogu, kes saadaks taolis inimesi välja ja see võikski olla kogudus.
And that's how their name came about as the missionary church.
Ja nõnda see missionäride koguduse nimi ka alguse sai.
Today they are either the second or third as far as church planting in the United States, as far as number of church plants in a given year.
Ja tänapäeval alustatud koguduste arvu poolest on see ühe aasta lõikes suuruselt kolmas liikumine.
In other words, there's only one or two other organizations that would start, have more new church plant starts.
Teiste sõnadega on üks või kaks muud organisatsiooni, kes ühe aasta lõikes rohkem koguduse rajavad.
And we're not just talking about Anglo churches, white churches.
Me ei räägi mitte ainult siis nii-öelda valgete kogudustest.
Because of the large population of Hispanic people in the United States.
Ja seda sellepärast, et Ühendriikides on kasvav ka hispaanlaste kogukond pidevalt.
For example, we live in an area, they divide the United States up and they call them districts.
Näiteks Ühendriigid on jaotatud piirkondadeks.
I live in an area called the Central District.
Ja meie elame piirkonnas, mida nimetatakse keskpiirkonnas.
That's part of Indiana, Illinois and Wisconsin.
Keskne piirkond ja seal on Illinois ja Wisconsin.
And in the last three years in southern Wisconsin.
Ja viimase kolme aasta jooksul seal lõuna Wisconsinis.
We've helped begin starting of three Hispanic churches in three
oleme
years.
Oleme aidanud rajada kolme Hispaania kogudust.
And we've already working on starting a fourth and a fifth.
Ja juba töötame selle kallal, et alustada neljandat ja viiendat.
So they really are enthusiastic about reaching out to non-believers and starting new churches.
Nii et nad on tõepoolest entusiastlikud uute inimeste võitmisel Kristusele ja uute koguduste rajamisele. So how big is the church where you are a part right now? Kui suur on see kogudus, kus sa praegu oled liige?
The church that we're a part of right now is about 150.
Selles kogudus on 150 inimest.
And what we've done is they saw the vision to reach out to Hispanics in our area.
Ja mida me oleme teinud, nemad nägid just seda neil oli selguse visioon võita hispaanlasi nende piirkonnas.
And so we're cooperating with the missionary church to plant this Hispanic church in our area.
Ja me siis koostöös missioni kirikuga siis rajame seda kogudust seal piirkonnas.
And so they brought in a pastor, a man and a woman, a pastor and his wife.
Ja nad tõid sisse siis pastori abielu paari.
And they were giving some support to them.
Ja siis toetavad neid.
And we provide the place for them to live and we provide the place for them to meet.
Ja me anname nendele nii elukoha kui ka kogunemispaiga.
So it's a cooperative effort.
Et see on niisugune ühine jõupingutus.
And they've done the same in the two other towns where they started the other two churches.
Seda on tehtud ka kahes teises linnas, kus on kaks taolist kogudust rajatud. So can I say that mission work among Spanish people is much more effective than in just white Americans?
I don't know.
Öelda, et missionitöö on nulga efektiivsem hispaanlaste kui lihtsalt tava ameeriklaste seas.
I don't know that we can say it's much more effective, and I think the key is I think the key is the pastor and his wife that are in charge of the church plant. How enthusiastic they are.
Aga võti on selles, kui entusiastlikud on see pastorist abielu paar selle töö ees otsas.
And our particular pastor, Hispanic pastor,
ja meie pastor.
They're visiting every day.
On väga entusiastlik, nad käivad koos igal päeval.
And their main emphasis on having home Bible studies in the evenings.
Ja nende põhiline eesmärk on omada õhtuseid taolisi piibli gruppe kodus.
And they'll go to a home of a couple that's already in the church, and then that couple will invite their neighbors.
Ja nad lähevad nende inimeste koju, kes juba on koguduse liikmed, ja siis see paar kutsub kokku oma sõbrad.
And then as the different people in that Bible study come to Christ, then they will begin to come to church on Sunday.
Ja siis, kui need inimesed tulevad Kristuse juurde, siis nad hakkavad ka koguduses käima.
Because it's very difficult to have anybody, to get anybody to come to church in the United States just by inviting him and saying, hey, why don't you come to church with me?
Sest väga raske on saada inimesi kirikusse tulema lihtsalt taolise, ütleme, tänaval antud kutse läbi, et tere, kas sa tahad kirikusse tulla.
For the non-believer, the world offers so many things and they're just too busy.
Sest uskmatute jaoks maailm pakub nõnda palju erinevad asju, et nad on liiga hõivatud.
So when Christ does something in their life and changes their life, then they see the need for that fellowship in the church.
Aga kui Kristus teeb midagi nende elus ja muudab midagi, siis nad näevad seda vajadust taolise kristliku osaduse järele. So I know that you are not only missionary who goes overseas and visits other countries, but you have something else to do there in Beloit in Wisconsin. Ütlesin seda, et ma tean, et see ei ole mitte ainult missionär, kes käib Ookeanide taga, aga et sul on ka veel üks teine töö seal samas Beloiti linnas Wisconsinis, kus sa elad. Maybe you have more jobs than
meaning,
one, but...
Meaning what?
But what I mean is chaplaincy.
Oh, yes. I have been involved, and I was as a chaplain for the Beloit Police Department and also the township of Beloit for the last 5 years.
I olen olnud siis 5 aastat Beloitis ka seal politsei kaplaniks. So how often do you work with policemen or go on the...
As often as I have time, because it's a volunteer ministry.
Küsin, kui tihti sa töötad kaplanina siis politseinika koos, ja John vastab nii tihti kui aega on, sest see on vabatahtlik töö. So it means you don't get any payment for that.
No.
Et selle eest ei saa mingit tasu.
I was talking to a couple of our police officers about a week before I came. Here.
Nädal aega enne oma reisu ma rääkisin paari politseinikuga.
And they said, oh, why don't you come down in the next couple of days and ride with us?
Ja nad ütlesid, et kas sa ei tuleks järgmise paari päeva jooksul ja sõidaks meiega patrullis kaasa.
And I told them I was getting prepared to come back to Estonia again and that I wouldn't have time until I got back from Estonia.
Ja rääkisin neile, et ei saa seda enne teha, kui ma olen Eestis ära käinud.
So we have 5 chaplains.
Meil on 5 kaplanit.
And we have about 75 sworn officers.
Ja meil on 75 politseiniku.
And we try to divide up the responsibility so that every 5 to 6 weeks, one of us will be on call 24/7. That means 7 days a week, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, ja püüame nõnda seda seada, et meie kaplanist üks oleks kättesaadav. One is available for 1 week.
Because there's five of, yes, one is available for 1 whole week.
Yeah,
7 days, 24 hours a day.
Üks oleks ja kättesaadav terve nädala jooksul ja seda 24 tundi ööpäevas.
So they can call us any hour of the day or night.
Meile võidakse helistada üks ta kõik, mis ajal, päeval või öösel.
We have a special phone, police phone.
Meil on selle jaoks oma eri politsei telefon.
They give us a chaplain's police vehicle.
Ja selle jaoks antakse ka kaplani politsei auto.
And so they can call us for any kind of an emergency that they feel is necessary to have a chaplain present.
Nii et meile võidaks helistada üksta kõik, mis ajal ja taustel puhkudel, kui on tunda, et võib vaja minna kaplani abi.
And of course, one of the main reasons they call us is to go with them to notify a family of the death of somebody in their family.
Aga muidu üks peamise põhjusi, miks meie abi tarvis läheb, on see, et meid vajatakse just nimelt surma sõnumite edastamisel perekonnale.
Another thing we do is often is we have time.
Ja teine asi, mida me teeme nii palju, kui meil aega on.
We ride with the police officers on different police shifts.
Et me sõidame patrullidega kaasas.
And when we do that, we're available to do whatever they want us to do.
Ja selliselt nendega patrullides siis me meil on õigus teha kõike, mida meilt oodatakse.
We might respond to a shooting, we might respond to burglary, we might respond to a family dispute.
Nii et võime sekkuda, sattuda kas tulistamistesse või poeröövidesse või perekonna tülidesse.
And of course the city of Beloit and the township of Beloit is quite aware of the country of Estonia. Because of the fact that 3 Estonian police officers have visited us in Beloit.
Aga Beloidi politsei teab üsna hästi nüüd Eestimaad, kuna 3 Eesti politseiniku olid meil ka mõned ajad tagasi külas. So, you have been, I don't know, have you been any years that you have been absent from Estonia? I mean, you have been visiting Estonia every year probably since you left in 1997.
Yeah, I think so.
Arvan, et John on olnud Eestis vast igal aastal peale selle, kui ta siit 97. aastal lahkus.
Most years has been twice a year.
Ja enamikel aastatel ka 2 korda. So you have seen our Christian life pretty well. If to compare it with the general picture of Christian life in America, what would you say? And is there anything you'd like to tell our radio listeners that we would pray for or if there is something we have to improve. Ütlesin nüüd seda, et kuna John on olnud Eestis igal aastal peale oma lahkumist 97. aastal siit elamast, siis nähes Eesti kogudusi ja teades Ameerika kogudusi, misline on see pilt tema jaoks Eestist ja kas tal oleks midagi öelda meie parandamiseks või meie juhatamiseks.
My biggest concern regarding the church in the States is the apathy on the part of most of those who attend to be interested in reaching out.
Minu suurim mure Ameerika koguduste pealt on just nimelt kristlaste apaatia selles osas, et ei evangeliseerita.
The great majority are interested in coming to church on Sunday morning and during the week they do nothing.
Käiakse pühapäeval kirikus, aga nädala jooksul ei tehta midagi.
When you talk to them about reaching out to their neighbor or people they work with.
Kui sa räägid nendega sellest, et nad võiksid oma naabreid kutsuda või töökaaslasi.
It's almost like they feel that that's not their responsibility.
Siis nad peaaegu tunnevad endid selliselt, nagu see ei oleks nende ei kohustus ega vastutus.
I think it's just what I would call a general apathy.
Ja ma nimetaks seda tauliseks üldiseks apaatiaks.
You know, God's word tells us to go.
Aga Jumala sõna ütleb meile, et minge.
Tells us to love our neighbor as ourself.
Ja armastage oma ligimest nagu iseennast.
And we know if we know Jesus Christ personally.
Ja me teame, et kui me tunneme Jeesust Kristust isiklikult.
That we're going to be with him someday.
Siis me saame temaga olema ühel päeval koos.
Do we love our neighbor enough to share that with him too?
Aga kas me armastame oma ligimest nõnda, et tahame ka teda seal näha ja tahame ka talle selle pärast kuulutada?
Our neighbor who is not a believer.
Neile just, kes ei ole usklikud.
Is it not our responsibility to try to reach out to him or her?
Kas see ei ole mitte meie vastutus püüda neid võita?
And I think, and it's difficult without living here in Estonia, but just from all my time here, I think I would say I see that same apathy in the lives of many believers here.
Raske küll öelda sellest, et kui ma nüüd siin elasin, siis oli ma ju kohal pikemalt, aga tundub, et ka siin on maad võtmas taoline apaatia.
I've had Estonians tell me that it's just not the thing that you do is get close to your neighbor or try to talk to someone that you don't know. And I don't know if that's true, but that's what I've had Estonians tell me. And that could be a leftover from Soviet times when you didn't talk to anybody.
Et on eestlasi, kes on oma ütlenud, et noh, see pole otse nagu nende tööga nende osa oma naabritega lävida ja see võib olla taoline nõukogude aja jääk nähtus, et palju võõrastega ei suhelda.
My personal feeling is,
aga minu isiklik tunnetus on,
that if we really believe God's word,
et kui me tõepoolest usume Jumala sõna,
and we accept what God's word tells us,
ja kui me võtame vastu selle, mida Jumala sõna meile ütleb,
then we need to be committed,
siis me peame olema ka pühendunud,
to going,
välja minemisele,
whether it's to our neighbor or to a family member that doesn't know Christ,
olgu see siis kas meie naabrit või kas meie perekonna liikmed, kes Kristust ei tunne,
or talking to somebody we work with,
või siis lävimine töökaaslastega.
The key is building up relationships.
Aga see võti on nimelt suhete loomisel.
We can't be afraid of trying to build up relationships with other people.
Me ei tohiks karta ehitada sildu ja taolisi suhteid inimeste vahel.
And I know Christians in the States that have no friends that are non-believers.
Aga ma tean neid kristlase Ameerika Ühendriikidest, kellel ei ole usmatud sõpru.
I think that's pretty sad.
Ja ma arvan, et see on üpris kurb.
Because we can't reach non-believers for Christ if we don't have relationships with them.
Sest me ei saa ju tuua Kristusele neid inimesi, kellega meil suhteid ei ole, kellega meil suhtle ei läbi.
So that's what I would share.
Et seda ma jagaksin.
About and it's I think it's a close comparison. I think there's apathy in both countries.
Ja ma usun, et see on üsna ligilähedane võrdlus, et seda apaatiat on näha mõlemal maal. Okay, thank you, John. Thank you, John, and as we are going to be on the travel in Estonia when this broadcast is on, so maybe we could right now pray for the radio listeners, for the services in our churches, also for Olavista Church, and if you do it in English, and I will translate. Ma palusin, et siia lõppu John palvetaks meiega, sest kui raadio saade eetrisse jõuab, siis oleme me juba mööda Eestimaad rändamas ja palvetame, et Jumal õnnistaks raadiokuulajaid, kogudusiga, siinset Olaviste kogudust ja kõik seda tööd me tehakse.
Lord God, we thank you for your love.
Issand Jumal, me täname sind sinu armastuse eest.
You have shown us that great love through allowing your son Jesus Christ to go to the cross for our sins.
Sa oled näidanud oma suurt armastust meie vastu, et oled lastnud oma pojal Jeesusel Kristusel ristile minna meie pärast.
But we thank you that we have a living Savior today.
Aga me täname, et meil on täna olemas elav päästja.
One who arose from the grave and is on the right hand of the Father today.
See, kes tõusis hauast üles ja kes isa paremal käel täna istub.
And our prayer today is that you would help each one of us to serve him the way that we should.
Ja minu palve on, et me võiksime kõik teenida sind nõnda, nagu me peaksime, nagu meid oodatakse.
We know that your word tells us that we are to be found faithful.
Me teame, et sinu sõna ütleb, et meid tahetakse näha ustavatena.
And so give us the courage.
Anna meile seepärast julgust.
To reach out to those who do not know Jesus around about us.
püüda võita Kristusele neid, kes ei tunne sind meie ümber.
I pray, Father, for the ministry of Oleviste Church.
Ma palun, Issand, selle töö eest, mida siin Olevistes tehakse.
For each one of its pastors, Lord.
Kõikide pastoriteist.
For each believer that attends.
Iga usliku eest, kes teenistustest osa võtab.
That they would understand their need to be committed to share Christ with others.
Et nad mõistaksid seda vajadust olla pühendunud Kristusele. Ja teistele.
For each church in Estonia, Lord.
Igale kogudusele Eestis.
That the pastors would preach your word.
Et pastorid sinu kogudustes kuulutaks sinu sõna.
Your word is truth.
Et sinu sõna on tõde.
And so as we travel around Estonia this week.
Ja nõnda nagu me Eestis saame ringi rändama selle nädalal.
And have opportunities to share in a number of churches.
Ja kui meil on võimalused mitmes koguduses jagada.
And with many different people.
Ja paljude inimestega.
I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would speak to hearts.
Ja palun, Isa, et sinu püha vaim räägiks inimsüdamete vastu.
And that your name would be glorified.
Ja et sinu nimi saaks austatud.
I pray, Father, for the women's meeting in Salome this afternoon.
Palun ka meie õdede eest, kes kogunevad õdedega ja ka täna veel Sillamäel.
That you would bless, Lord, as Judy and Vicky share there.
Et sa õnnistaksid Judit ja Vickit seal.
And then the women's meeting that will take place the 16th here in Tallinn.
Ja siis palun mõnnistust ka õdede koos olemisele 16. Oktoobri siin Tallinnas.
Thank you, Father, for the opportunity that you've given us to be able to share with brothers and sisters in Christ in another land.
Issand, me täname sind selle võimaluse eest jagada midagi õdede ja vendadega teisel maal.
And once again, we thank you for your love.
Ja uuesti me täname sind sinu armastuse eest.
And pray these things in Jesus' name.
Ja palume seda kõike Jeesuse nimel.
Amen.
Amen. Täname teid armsaid raadiokuulajaid. Soovime teile Jumala õnnistusi. Teiega olid täna stuudios Heino Tippel, Heldur Kajaste, John ja Judy Seval ja Vicky Terose. Olge hoitud ja õnnistatud Jumalast.
Oleviste tund.